was true. The POWs were abandoned, there was a cover-up by the United States government that continues to this day. It's just like the cover-up of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty. This was said to have been some kind of an accident, a mistaken identity of the ship, and that's been covered up ever since the 1960s. So we do have government cover-ups, a government that commits great acts of evil. I mean, what's more despicable than abandoning your own POWs? And they could have got the POWs back. All they had to do was to pay ransom. The North Koreans held back half of the prisoners, about 600 of them, in order to collect reparations for all the bombing the Americans had done to North Vietnam. And so they were willing to give the prisoners back if we would pay $3 or $4 billion in ransom. And of course, by that time, Nixon was too weak to deliver the money. Watergate was consuming him. And once a lie gets in place, it can't be undone. It wasn't possible for the next president to say, hey, look, we can get the, they do have our prisoners and we can get them back for a little bit of money. So once a lie is in place, everyone ends up defending it. Even the Reagan administration ended up defending the claim that all the prisoners were back. So here we see a government that lies through its teeth about its prisoners that it abandoned and could have gotten back for very little money. So why do we believe the government tells us the truth about anything? And why do we think the media would possibly serve the people by delivering the truth when they prevented Schranberg from ever publishing his account? I mean, he had to sit on this account for years and years until finally it got out in some out-of-the-way place. And now it's become news thanks to Ron Unz, the publisher of the American Conservative, who's making an issue out of it. And, of course, you've made an issue out of it.